Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and last week was crazy. Yours truly ended up in a PBS NewsHour special report on FIRE, financial independence, retire early. And even though I'm technically not in the throes of doing that quite yet, in the midst of it all, I'm about 3 months from starting my FIRE journey. And so I thought that I would take this time, this episode, to talk about the fact that I am $5,000 away from finishing my last little bit of unsecured debt repayment. It's a very emotional experience. It's so close. I'm so tired. I will still have debt afterwards. I'll have student loan debt and another smaller debt that I should be able to knock out by about probably no later than March. But it is a huge accomplishment, and I want to talk about this in the context of also going into self-employment / entrepreneurship. So make sure you check out the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/ almost done. Again, that's michelleismoneyhungry.com/ almost done. And let's get into today's show. It's October 28th, 2008, and it's almost 6 years after starting my blog, The Shop My Closet Project, which is now called Michelle is Money Hungry. In 2012, I started the blog, and at the time that I started it, I was thousands and thousands of dollars in debt, specifically unsecured debt. I had people calling me, I had letters, I had emails, I had a lot of stress. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And part of why I ended up in this situation was, well, there's a list. So first of all, I had horrible financial habits. I really didn't understand the difference between wants and needs, like what really were wants and what really were needs. The financial discipline needed to have a healthy financial life just wasn't there. I didn't have the financial skills that I think most adults really need to have in order to manage their expenditures and just understand what they need to do in order to not have these problems. And then to complicate it, I also supported my mom for several years when she lost her job. And at the time, that made bad financial choices and a bad financial life in general even worse. It was like a tsunami, a financial tsunami. It was crazy time. And so in 2012, I had thousands of dollars of debt. I don't even know how much. I'm actually in the process of working backwards and looking at where all the debt came from, what I've paid off, who I've paid off. All of 2019 will be working on cleaning up my credit report. It's going to be a very intense project, but that's not for today. And anyway, I'm literally going through years of records just to figure this out. But what I can tell you again is I was dealing with at least 30 creditors, and it was emotionally very intense. I was done. By 2014, I was emotionally and physically exhausted, and I was at a crossroads. I was trying to figure out what did I want to do to change this, and how was I going to live my best life, and was this how life was supposed to be lived, like waking up every day just to work hard to pay bills that I couldn't keep up with, because at the time, I didn't understand that I was part of my problem. Obviously, I clearly do now because I've spent how many years cleaning this up. Finally, I was just, my life is not going to continue on this way. This is not working for me, and I have to make some tough decisions. I just no longer wanted to commute, be lonely, and pay bills, and be stressed. Like, it just wasn't working. So I sat there, and I thought about, well, what did I want to make happen in my life? I wanted time. I wanted time for myself. I wanted time to be with people that I loved. I wanted time you can't get back. And I'd spent all this time on the road commuting to a job that actually I really did love until I didn't. But in the end, that doesn't, you know, cuddle you at night. That doesn't help make babies. That doesn't help you spend time with your parents or with your grandparents or with your best friends. Like, time you can never get back. And I was very focused on that. I wanted freedom. I'd become more and more disillusioned by how American work life works. I felt like if I cared about having time off for my future children, I'm manifesting this for my husband and children to arrive in my life. I knew that working the way that I did and working in the American work sector, it would be very difficult to have the time that I wanted to be with these people that I wanted in my life. I wanted flexibility. So if I was sick, I didn't want to go to work. Why would I want to do that? I wanted flexibility to manage my health and wellness, my mental health. I wanted to be able to visit my grandmother whenever I felt like it. And so there were just things that I cared about. And I was like, I can't live my life this way. And living my life this way is making it difficult to be happy. Like, I was just not happy. And I also wanted no limits on my ability to earn money. So I was spending all this time commuting. I was spending hours doing work. I was a salaried worker, which was great. But the thing is, when you're salaried, it doesn't matter how many hours you work. Like, you're not compensated for all the work that you do. And so I felt like I have diminishing returns on investment here because I'm killing myself and I'm frustrated and I'm only getting lateral promotions versus upward promotions. So it was just, everything was frustrating me. So finally, I just was like, you know what? I need a change, but the reality is I'm deep in debt. I've got things going on. I have financial obligations. I have choices that I have to make. And I'd already sacrificed for many years. Like, I put everyone else before me. I'd put debts before me. I put my mom before me. And finally, I was like, I need to sit down and think about what's best for me. And even worse was the fact that physically, all of this was taking a toll on my body. My hair was falling out. My tooth fell out. I actually had to get a new tooth put in my mouth. I gained a lot of weight, so I didn't feel good about how I looked. I was having anxiety attacks, like very severe anxiety attacks. And I was having, towards the end, weekly migraines. Weekly. And anyone who's had a migraine, like, that stuff is intense, okay? It was just time to go. Like, my body was breaking down, and I was very concerned that I would have a heart attack. And African-American women actually have heart attacks at a rate that is far surpassing other women much younger. And I thought, I'm at a point, this is life or death. And that is something that was real life. And so finally I was like, you know what, this is the scariest thing I could do. This could be a giant mistake, but physically I've got to make a leap. And so I did. Was it a good idea to take this leap? Ultimately, I'm going to say yes, but it was a huge risk. And any person who tells you that you can take a leap and you can pay off debt and you can do all these things with it being easy, they're lying to you. It was the hardest thing I could have done. I complicated my life. I had to learn how to manage cash flow that comes in all over the place. It was just crazy. It was really hard to do. And I'm sorry that I keep saying really. It was intense. It was an intensely crazy process of getting my finances together and just paying off this debt, because that debt was not going away. And I still owed thousands when I took the leap. But there's a reason why I'm recording this episode. There are things that I want to say. And I want to tell you this. For those of you focused on debt repayment or changing your financial life, it's not even a marathon to do that. It's an ultra marathon. Ultra marathon is 100 miles, okay? And there are people who regularly run 100 miles. They train, they focus, they get it done, but it is a painful process. I had to decide how my financial life would be. When I finally made my decision about how that would be, I had to understand that I was going to be going against the grain, like what my choice was going to make me different from other people. in deciding to be debt-free, I knew that, like, honestly, things had to change. I had to take responsibility for my financial actions. Ignorance was not bliss. What I didn't know, I needed to learn. That each time I failed or backslid, I would have to keep, like, I'd have to keep trying. Honestly, my debt repayment has been messy, ugly, and really hard. Freaking hard. I can't even explain. Like, so damn hard. It's just been hard. And again, any person who tells you that it's not hard, especially a long-term debt repayment like what I've experienced, what I've shared with you guys, they're full of crap. It's hard. But here's the thing. I'm now working on my last $5,000 in unsecured debt. It has been very emotional for me in the last couple of weeks. I would find myself crying on and off because it's such an intense experience. Like, I'm so close. But in looking back, I realized this. My health has improved. I love my freedom. My actual monthly expenditures, once my debts have been repaid, so I still have to factor in my debts right now, but once they're repaid in the next 2 to 3 months, my overhead, my expenditures will be $1,800, and that includes my student loan repayments. Now, mind you, I will be paying more on my student loans than what they're requiring me to pay now, but literally, I've whittled down my overall expenses probably in half. My $1,800 includes my business expenses, with the exception of months when I travel for conferences and things like that, and I do those cheap. So that happened in the last 6 years. I changed everything, and it was painful, 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 but worth every moment of pain. And now I'm an entrepreneur. Like, before, I would say I was self-employed. I was really relying on other people for business, for work. But now I write books. I sell a course. I coach people. I get affiliate income. Like, everything is finally coming together. And I find it really ironic because I'm positioned to make a lot more money now than I've ever made because I actually have the mental energy to focus on it. Debt repayment takes a lot of mental energy, and I can tell the difference in my ability to just focus on things because I'm not as stressed out. If you are working on a debt repayment journey and you're taking the leap, I'm going to tell you it's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard. But regardless, even if you don't take the leap, stay focused, keep chipping away at it, and it's an ultra marathon. $5,000. I can't even, it's hard for me to imagine that in the next 2 to 3 months, and I'm feeling a little emotional, I will be, for the first time in my adult life, credit card debt free. My entire adult life. I left my home, and freshman year in college, I graduated when I was 17. I was really young. I was a very sheltered kid. I had no money management skills other than working hard and showing up to work and being a good employee. That's all I knew. And that first year, they got me. Like, I got on campus and then I got credit cards. And no one told me how to manage that financial tool. And by the way, I'm not anti-credit cards for people necessarily. I live the same quality of life without them. So for me, I'm very much anti-credit cards. Some people are really able to manage them and take advantage of the mileage program and all that stuff. I just, in my life, never want to touch a credit card again. It makes no sense to me when everything that I do now, it's paid cash. Like, I'm like one and done. I'm done. I'm good. But it's very intense to imagine that finally I will not ever owe someone for a credit related situation again. Now, I do have a mortgage, but I have to live somewhere. So that's a little different. Like, that's, you know, but even my mortgage is incredibly low. So I'm looking at how my finances and my earnings will change in the future. And I'm looking at growing my income. Like, now the goal is shifting to, let's get this this unsecured debt paid, get these people out of my life. And then I literally will have student loans and one other bill. That other bill, I think I'll be able to get that done in the next couple months after the unsecured debt is done. I've segmented my debts so that I was like really focused and pay them down. I would have been really overwhelmed, I think, if I'd looked at the total amount and just, it was like, this is my total amount. I'm going to pay all this. It just was never going to happen. And when people talk about, like, there's a lot of different kind of financial advice that's given to people, but I will say this, you have to break it down into chunks. You have to break it down into manageable chunks so that you aren't overwhelmed, and then just grind it out. And then when the segment idea works, because this segment was so stressful that having it out of my life is a big deal. Now the student loans, that's a whole nother conversation, but it's one thing to focus on versus 30. I had so many things going on, like at least 30. Like I can't even, I'm going to go through my papers at the end of this year in December when things quiet down, and I don't even know what to say to you guys. Like, it's so crazy to me. I had so many people in my life, so many calls, so many letters, text messages nowadays, emails. And even when the debts were not in arrears, because when you have 30 and you're not making tons of money, they're in arrears. But even when they weren't in arrears, you get a lot of communications from people, right? So you get friendly reminders. Hey, just letting you know your monthly payment is coming up. Like, it's not even because it's overdue. It's just letting you know. And so now that I have eliminated so much debt and so many expenditures, I get a lot less mail. I don't get hardly any calls. I don't get emails from these people. It's the best thing ever. If you get anything out of today's episode, which is you need to stay focused, you need to persevere, you need to have patience, you need to believe, and you need to be in a community of people who believe that you can do this. That's a huge one. I didn't really talk about that at all in the show, but I don't think I would have been able to make the progress that I did if I weren't around people who weren't working on the same thing. My financial habits have changed completely. My expectations about how I want to live my life has changed, and what I want has changed. I have a lot of clarity about what I need to do moving forward. Please forgive me if I disappear in some parts of my life as I focus on making more money. I've got a goal to achieve, and it's to get this $5,000 done and then focus on starting FIRE. By the way, for me, FIRE, which is financial independence, retire early, I have no need to retire early, quite honestly, because I really like how my life is right now. Like, I don't mind working at all. I enjoy making money, but I do enjoy not having to depend on certain things in order to live. So I'm working on different revenue streams that can come in passively. I'm a huge fan of passive income, as many of you guys know. So that's why a lot of what I do is focused on building that up. So that's why I'm writing my romance novels. That's why I'm selling my courses. That's why I'm building up my website, sites, plural, and my podcasts, actually plural. I have funnels to build up the income for my projects, and those funnels are finally working. I'm not playing around. I'm not playing around 2019. I'm not playing around as I look at just what is going on out there. And I want to feel very secure in how I bring money into my life. I want to help people in that process. I want to help people win with money. I want to help them create their best lives. And I'm of the opinion that in 2019 and at this point in history, anyone who's an entrepreneur, whether it's bricks and mortar or online, you have to be selling a digital product of some sort, period, because you never know when something's going to happen when you rely on someone else for your money. And by this, what I mean is I've been very unexcited about freelance writing. So for a long time, I was very leery about having freelance writing be my primary source of income, which happens to a lot of people, especially people in the personal finance space who take the leap. And I was like, you know what? I don't think that works for me for many reasons. Even though personal finance freelance writing is very lucrative, I worried that one, working with that many editors would get on my nerves, which it does. I also worried that I would get stuck doing just that. Like I wouldn't give myself the space to figure out the products, services, and resources that I could produce that could make money. That made this summer really hard financially as I figured that out and finalized that process of like just figuring out what am I going to sell and who am I and what am I as a brand? Now that I've figured that out and things are coming together, I'm scared of me. I'm scared to, and I'm being like kind of, I'm joking. I am so excited to see what I can make happen, who I can help, who I can, like whose lives I can change with helping them grow their network, helping my clients write books to grow their brands. Like this I'm excited about because you can do things that don't rely on other people. Stop waiting. Stop overthinking everything. You will figure it out as long as you understand the risk. I understood the risk of what I was trying to do. I could have just jacked things up big time for me, but I kept going at it. I kept focusing. I kept trying. And now I'm almost done. My hope is that I'm able to sell enough of my product during November and December during the holiday season that I can eliminate my debt sooner than later. So that's what I'm working towards. If it ends up that I still am paying off a little bit in January, okay, fine. But to start off a new year, literally eliminating something that has been in my adult life, my entire adult life that's dragged me down, I can't even explain how excited I am to kick it to the curb. For those of you on a debt repayment journey who want to be entrepreneurs, who want to do what you feel is best for you, I'm not saying what you should do. I'm just saying that it's been a crazy roller coaster ride and I can't wait to see what's next. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Again, check out the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/almost done. Make sure to like and subscribe to the show. Please review it. Let me know how you enjoyed it. If you are looking to grow your brand through ebooks, make sure to check out my free webinar, How to Make $500 a Month with Ebooks. I'll include a link for that as well in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening and have an amazing rest of your week.